The federal government spends billions of dollars every year on agriculture research. That is, research that helps advance farming technology. That funding has fallen by a third over the past two decades. As Dana Cronin reports for Harvest Public Media, that decline has implications for agriculture's ability to adapt to climate change.
Gwyn Beatty tugs open the frosty door to her lab's industrial-style freezer, which houses thousands of plant and bacteria samples. It starts beeping angrily at her.
And you can't have it open too long or else it beeps at you and says, I don't want to warm up.
Beatty is a professor of plant pathology at Iowa State University. She recently received a big grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to study drought resiliency in crops, a subject of increasing importance.
There's not a sustainable amount of available fresh water for agriculture everywhere in the way we're going. So we really need plants that can thrive with less water.
But federal funding for that research is becoming more scarce. According to the USDA, federal funding levels for agriculture research are the same now as they were in the 1970s. Meanwhile, China has surpassed the US in its agriculture research funding. Brazil, a major competitor in ag exports, has also increased its funding. Beth Ford is the CEO of ag giant Land O'Lakes. Speaking at a recent public event, she said she's worried the US is falling behind in preparing for agriculture's stark future.
We're going to have less arable land, less available water in the future. We know this. And at the same time, population set to go to 9.5-10 billion. By 2050, we have to produce more food than the last 5,000 years combined.
That should be an eye-opener, she says. But while public funding for ag research has fallen over the past two decades, private funding from companies like Land O'Lakes has shot up. Iowa State University, for example, has seen a 50% increase in company-funded research over just the last 2 years, and agriculture has been at the forefront of that. Gabrielle Resch McNally does agriculture research with American Farmland Trust. She says relying on corporations for funding could skew the overall research agenda.
They're looking for ways that research can develop products, you know, tangible, intangible, that people will spend money on that will increase their base of profit.
Research is a public good, she says, and it should mostly be up to the federal government to fund it.
I think it's a danger to move to a system where the government that, yes, albeit influenced by politics, that it has the public interest in mind more than any other entity and can take a broader view.
Research dollars are determined by Congress via the Farm Bill, which is set for reauthorization next year. Gordon Merrick is the Policy and Programs Manager with the Organic Farming Research Foundation. He advocates in Washington, D.C. for more ag research funding, which he says can be a tough sell.
Agricultural research especially is like slow, it's methodical. There's no crazy cutting edge new way to organically control bindweed that hits the airwaves.
Earlier this year, the Senate increased the research budgets for agencies including the National Institutes of Health, the National Science Foundation, and the Department of Energy. The USDA, however, saw another budget decrease when accounting for inflation. Iowa State professor Gwyn Beatty says that's a dangerous trend.
It's in all of our best interest to have food security. Food security is not only good for food, but it's actually also for political stability and world stability. And the only way to have food security is to have enough knowledge and resources to continue to produce food even in the face of adverse conditions.
And when, in the era of climate change, has the world ever faced such adverse conditions? For Harvest Public Media, I'm Dana Cronin.